Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards for Bob Surratt, WGN. So a young Dean, back on the south side of Chicago, listening to the radio back in the day, AM transistor radio undoubtedly, hears this song and becomes infatuated. What a great sound, what a great feeling. Fast forward several years later to my senior prom, me and my powder blue tuxedo, with frills on the shirt. Thank goodness there are no pictures of that. Goes to the London House, down at Michigan and Wacker. Who is playing at the London House? The legendary Ramsey Lewis. And I hear this song again. He is a legend in music, a legend in Chicago, and I'm proud to say a longtime pal o' mine from my smooth jazz days, the great Ramsey Lewis, joining us on the phone right now. Hello there, my friend.
Hey, how you doing this morning? Good to hear your voice.
It's great to hear. Great to hear your voice. How are you feeling? How are you coping with these crazy days we're living in right now?
Well, actually, life is good. I retired about 2 years ago, but I've learned to stay inside, and I ended up doing something really, really fun for me. Once a month, the last Saturday of every month, I'm getting a little commercial in here, if you don't mind.
Oh, you go for it.
You asked me what I'm doing.
You're professional. You just slid right into that. You know how to do this.
The last Saturday of every month, you go to RamseyLewis.com, and on the main page is a link to Stage It. And on Stage It, I'm playing the piano.
Wow.
At 1 o'clock. Last Saturday of every month at 1 o'clock, I'm playing the piano, and people can, if they want to, just check me out, and it gives me something. You know, I'm 85 years old, so it gives me. I practice the piano, get ready for that, and I choose songs, and I say, "Oh no, that one won't work." And then I go back, I look at the list, and oh, I take that one out, put that one in, and then to keep my chops up, I pull out Bach and Beethoven, and Chopin, and well, I stay. Oh, then I like to read. I got books and magazines and newspapers and. Well, there you go.
You're keeping busy. And I know that your next event, which is on Saturday, May 30th at 1 p.m., it's a Ramsey birthday party. It's your 85th birthday celebration with a special 50-minute concert. I mean, this is such a fantastic opportunity for people. If you're a longtime fan of Ramsey, as I am, a great opportunity to see one of the masters at work. But... you know, if you never had a chance to see Ramsey play at Ravinia or any of the concert halls around Chicago or the London House or, you know, any of the places, here's an opportunity to, you know, to see him up close and personal and to be doing apparently some classical music, which, you know, is something that we normally never got to hear from Ramsey.
Yeah, I must also add, if you don't mind, a portion of the proceeds will go to the Jazz Foundation of America. There's a lot of jazz guys that weren't as fortunate as I and couldn't put a couple of quarters away here and there. And then when this thing came along, the nightclubs are gone, the concert halls are gone. But there's the Jazz Foundation of America that kind of looks out for them. So a portion of my proceeds will go to them.
Yeah, it's great because, I mean, you can really relate to what a lot of the working musicians are going through right now, the guys that play the clubs that... you know, do events and, you know, things like that around the Chicago area. With everything being closed down now, they're just, bam, they were out. In one day, they were all out of work.
Indeed. I mean, in the restaurants that used solo piano players during lunch and solo. I mean, musicians in general, the horn players. So anyway, my heart goes out to them, and I got to share. I mean, I've been fortunate enough that we did one last month, and we got mail from Japan, we got mail from Europe, and so here we go. And that told us that this is something we should keep doing. And it's my pleasure to send a portion of the money to the Jazz Foundation of America.
That generosity is so typically Ramsey. I'm not one bit surprised. Ramsey, would you say that among the many highlights in your career were the few years that we worked together at WNUA, that had to be a high point for you, I would think, right?
Yeah, you know.
And you almost answered without laughing.
Well, when John, the manager, said, do a morning show, I said, do you realize that I'm still gigging? Did I still go out on weekends? He says, no, we can arrange it. You're in town during the early part of the week, yeah. So we'll arrange it with blah, 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 blah. So we arranged it. And it worked out, and I said, "Okay, I'll do it for a year or two."
Yeah,
I'll
tell you
15 years.
That's amazing. That's amazing. But I know that the few years that I was involved in that mix, and I had the privilege of watching you and the legendary Yvonne Daniels playing your favorite songs and talking about jazz and your jazz pals. That was like a master class, and listening to you guys.
That's how I got started. I was going to do something around Chicago, and I wanted to publicize it. And so Yvonne had her show. And, you know, I knew Yvonne I just knew her because she was into jazz and such.
Yeah.
And I called her and said, can I come on your show and talk about what I'm going to do? She said, come on the show. And I came on, and she had all these LPs. All everywhere, and she'd look on the table, on the desk, on the floor, and she'd pick up one. Let's play this one next. I said, you don't have a playlist, Yvonne. It's just fun being with her. Anyway, we had these conversations during that interview, and afterwards, I was asked, have you ever thought, well, that's when it started, you ever thought about doing your own show? But had I not done that thing with Yvonne that day, I guess, and they heard my voice and whatever else, and my knowledge of music, I might not have had that radio show.
Yeah. Well, you can still tap into it at RamseyLewis.com. That's one thing. The Ramsey Lewis 85th birthday celebration live stream concert is Saturday, May 30th, 1:30 p.m. at, if you go to Stage It, S-T-A-G-E-I-T, StageIt.com. There are links that'll take you to the Ramsey Lewis 85th birthday celebration. I don't suppose you're anywhere near your piano right now, are you?
No, but I can be. Do you want me to be by my piano?
Could I just hear just a little?
Yeah, get over here.
Just a little something.
And you said 1:30. It's 1 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Let's get that right.
Okay, I'm going over to the piano.
This is Ramsey Lewis's living room where he has his Grammy Awards stashed.
How do you know?
Because we did an interview with you a couple of years ago at your apartment, remember?
Right, yeah. Right. You were over here.
Yeah, I stole some stuff. Apparently, you never even noticed it.
So. You're crazy. So I gotta put the phone on the piano.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I need both both hands to play the piano.
You need both hands. Go ahead, and then I'm gonna let you play a little bit, and then we're gonna go to the news right after that. But here, ladies and gentlemen, from live from his living room, with the great Ramsey Lewis. Ramsey Lewis's 85th birthday celebration. Saturday, May 30th, 1 p.m., stageit.com. And our thanks to our pal Ramsey Lewis for joining us this morning.